I'm Peggy. I'm an abstinent compulsive eater. I came, hi, and I've heard so much stuff that I relate to already. I came into OA in 1985 in Los Angeles. It was about December, and I got abstinent February 9th, 1986. So if you guys can keep me abstinent for a couple more weeks, it'll be 32 years. And I'm grateful for all of it. Every day is a new day. You know, it's one day at a time. And the only way that we have continued abstinence is if we keep doing the things that work. If we get to a place where we say, I can rest on my laurels now, people lose it. Or if we say, I don't need to do that part anymore, you know, we start to lose touch with what's really important. All I have to do is abstain today, just today, for one day at a time. And today will be the best today I can make it. My promises, I should say, when I came in, I was very young. I was chubby. I was scared to death. And people in OA were kind. They were kind to me. And they taught me. People in OA and AA, I had just come into AA the year before. And they taught me everything I know about getting along with people, about solving problems, and living in the mainstream of life. My sponsor is a big one for saying we live in the mainstream of life, and anything that takes us out of the mainstream of life, deal with it and get back into the mainstream of life. I'll tell you a few more things by the time we're through this that my sponsor says. Mine are about higher power will grant us greater humility, remove our shortcomings, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We will learn how to forgive ourselves and others. We'll be freed of our resentments, and our feelings will change. When I came in and I first heard these promises, they seemed like so much. I thought, just tell me how to be thin, and I'll get what I think I need, all the rest of it. And but a lot of this, right after the promises, it says we will get these promises sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them. I like this sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly part because some of them I'm still working on. Fortunately, we practice progress. We value progress, not perfection here. So I'm still progressing with some of them. And the part about they will always materialize if we work for them gives me hope that if I just keep working for them, I can work. If I had to have some kind of magic, I don't know if I would ever get that. But I can work. I can do the work and make a little progress. About humility, my sponsor said, humility, Peggy, is taking your rightful place among the other people on this planet. I have seen the most recovery in my profession. I work with in groups of people, and I've never been the boss or the most important person or the star of the group. I always thought I was the most important person in the group, which made me kind of sideways with the real leaders sometimes and my coworkers. And after I got abstinent and sober and clean and worked the steps, I realized I'm a worker among workers. That's another one of my sponsor's favorite phrases, just be a worker among workers. And I decided to just be the best coworker I can be and the best employee I can be. Golly, my career's gone so much better since then. I get along with my bosses and my coworkers. I love the guys. I work with two guys in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I love these guys. They're not perfect. They have their faults too, big ones. But as long as I let, well, I didn't mean that big. But as long as I let other people have a few faults, maybe they'll let me have the ones I haven't. I'm not perfect with yet. Also, remove our shortcomings. We did this in steps 6 and 7, which were, for me, a massive dose of behavior modification. I had my fourth step, which was 22 pages of resentments. When I came in, OA didn't have their own book. We used the AA Big Book. We worked the steps from the AA Big Book. The fourth step is a list of all our resentments. And then the fifth step is tell it to our sponsor. Six and seven is the character defects, which is, that was my part in it. And eight and nine is my guilt issues, making amends for all the bad stuff I did. And then I have a whole clean slate. Cleaning half of it would not do. But so I had 22 pages of resentments. It's no wonder I ate. It's a wonder that I didn't kill people, actually, with that much resentment. I was just a powder keg. So, and then when we got to my part in it, my reaction was, they did it to me. I didn't do anything. And the truth is, none of us were born evil. None of us were. We only hurt people after people hurt us. That's another one of my sponsor's phrases, hurt people hurt people. And I had to think about that one for a second. We see it in families. Kids who were abused have a tendency to abuse their children unless they have an epiphany and turn themselves around and very much decide to be different than their parents were. And even dogs, if you're mean to dogs, they'll be mean to people. And the people who kill massive amounts of people, I understand them now. I didn't understand them before I came here, but now I can put myself in their place and imagine what it's like to be them. They were hurt awfully bad before they got so warped that they went out and had to hurt other people. I was pretty close to that myself. Really? 1 minute. Okay, I better talk faster. we'll be freed of our resentments. That's how I got freed of my resentments, was by writing them out and doing my fifth step. Did I skip something? How to forgive ourselves and others. That's how I learned how to forgive. I didn't need much forgiveness, but other people did because they were what's wrong with the world. They just didn't do, if people would just do what I wanted them to do, that's the other thing I wanted OA to do for me. They talked to me about service, and that didn't make any sense to me. I'm happy when people are doing things for me. Tell me how to make me, how, teach me how to make other people do stuff for me and I'll be happy. I had to just take it on faith. They were doing service and they were happy and they were compulsive eaters just like me. So I decided to try what they were doing. I tried everything they were doing. And is that 1 minute or is that done? Ah, that was easy. Please keep coming back.